reason I started to integrate this sexual aggression research is that Richard Swin, who became president of the American Psychological Association, became friends with me because I had been elected president of EPA Division 45, which is now known as the Society for the Psychological Study of Culture, Ethnicity, and Race. And so Dick was on the executive committee, and so we became friends. And one of our goals as a division was to help elect an ethnic minority president. And Dick was president of the Behavior Therapy Association, just really past president of that group, very high profile in many areas of psychology, education, and science. And so this person, he was a senior psychologist, this person seemed to be just, you know, our best opportunity. And not just because he was a Chinese-American, but because he had all the records. He'd been on the board of directors of the American Psychological Association. So he'd done everything required and was well-respected by many psychologists. So I became his campaign manager, and so we would see each other. He came out to Kent State and would visit, and so I was talking about the sexual aggression research. He says, you know, you should integrate your interest in ethnic minority issues. And it hadn't occurred to me because, you know, when I was doing my clinical work, there weren't ethnic minorities there. But, you know, certainly in college populations, you have men of color who are sexually aggressive. And so I also had to give a presidential address when I was president of Division 45. And so that was an opportunity to integrate my interest in sexual aggression with cultural context. And so that presidential address later became an American psychologist paper. That's where I looked at risk, cultural risk and protective factors associated with sexual aggression. So